Not sure where my headphones are.
I can't hear anything.
There we go.
There we go.
That's it. That's more like it. Magic.
There we go.
All right. We got all of the buttons fixed here, I think, at least for a minute. How y'all doing?
Good.
Good morning.
How y'all doing?
Good. It's Wednesday. It's a nice day. Halfway through the week.
Hump day.
It's hump day.
Yeah, we got What's Your Deal Wednesday all day, 6 to 10, and then we've got Wednesday's Words on the 50s. We've got King or Kenny Ticket Tag in the 9 a.m. hour.
Fun stuff. Yep. And
we've got
then
Disney.
On top of that, Disney. Yeah, we got Disney stuff going on, too. A chance for you to win a bunch of passes to Disney all this week. So we are doing the keyword thing here. We do it we give you 5 keywords, just to give you a little idea. And then coming up at 7:30 this morning, we'll gather up those keywords and then give you the tickets, just like that, if you're caller Z. Man, that is my kind of party right there. That is Jason Aldean on Z104. Pretty cool, man. That'll wake you up. That'll get you a little air guitar as you step out of bed. Grab yourself a little shot of some caffeine and then head on your way. It is going to be a lovely day today, so I hope you have a chance to enjoy it and buzz around. Oh, hell.
What's wrong with your computer, David?
It's just everybody.
It's brand new. It's fancy.
It is. It's all supposed to be, but then we've had a little bit of touchscreen issues, so we're just trying to work this out here.
Wednesday morning, let's rise and shine. Separate your bed from your behind. Tell the stranger sleeping next to you to get the hell out, you've got things to do. Wednesday morning, the week's half done. Just a little more work to do. Let's get on up and get the damn thing through. Then we'll get back to numbing our minds.
Yeah.
American Red Cross Giving Day. Good day to volunteer and head on into the Red Cross. Now, Deborah, I was doing this on a regular basis. Now, I've been slacking a little bit. I'm probably about 2 months behind on going in and giving some blood.
Oh, I'm probably 2 years behind.
But is yours rare?
I'm just boring, old, regular Deb. O positive.
Yeah, and I'm B positive.
I think that's more rare, though.
Is it really?
Yeah.
They always act like when I go in, they're like,
meh.
No, they don't. I mean, I shouldn't say that. I'm sure they're grateful for any kind, but I don't think anybody's ever really gone, oh my gosh,
to be positive.
Yeah. So we all need to be positive, right?
Yeah, we do.
American Red Cross Giving Day. And I understand those platelets is what they really need too. That plasma or whatever it's called. Where they sit there and you watch a little movie and they put a blanket on you if you want, or you know what I mean? It takes a little while. It takes a couple hours, I think. And you have to, they take your blood out and then they spin it and get the plasma or the platelets or something out of it. And then they put it back in you. It's like a.
Is that the one that the kids do to make $50 or whatever? At the plasma centers?
It might be. Yeah, it might be. It's where all the college kids are.
Right. I gotta go make $50.
World Theater Day. Or if you're a real redneck, it's theater.
Theater.
Going to the theater.
Hey, it's National Joe Day. Enjoy a cup of Joe with all your friends named Joe, Joey, Joseph, Joette, Jody, Joanna, or any other variant of the name Joe. Shout out to my sister Jody. Happy Joe Day, Jode.
Is that what do you just call her Joe?
Jode.
Oh, you do?
Or Jode.
Jode, okay.
Usually Jode. Her name's Joanne, but she's never used that ever in her life. Yeah.
Well, your middle name's Joan.
And I think it was after my mom, her name.
Yeah. International Whiskey Day. Cheers. Then in case you may have missed that, or was that today? I thought it was yesterday. Or maybe it was the day before. Somehow, I think some people have been celebrating all week on this thing.
It's Little Red Wagon Day today.
Yeah. Shout out to Miranda Lambert.
Yeah, so celebrate your radio flyer, whatever little red wagon you have. How to observe as weather gets warmer. Use the day to encourage kids to get outside, get active, and go where their imaginations take them, and tag at Radio Flyer on social media.
Yeah. Did you have one?
Oh, yeah. Of course, you know, it was, I think now they're, aren't they plastic? Ours was metal, red metal wagon.
Oh, well, that's back when things were built good.
I know. That's not going anywhere.
And, you know, the those metal, the Red Flyer, what are they, sleds? The sleighs? You know the things that we used to sit on in the winter
time? Flexible flyers.
Oh, man. Those were awesome, too, because...
You get in front of one, though, it'll cut your ankle off.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was going to say. That metal edge on the front, man. If that ever got loose on the on the slopes, exactly. man, you were, or on the hills, you were screwed.
You'd lose a foot.
Yeah. That's a quick amputation right there.
It's National Scribble Day.
Yeah.
So start with the...
Scribble your Scrabble.
Keep your kids' scribbles. Encourage your children to grow and express themselves. How, scribbling, drawing, however they want to do it.
Yeah. I think that's about it. I think we covered it, didn't we? Yeah, that's quite a few things. All right. Well, it looks like we better roll on with some of our stuff that I'm sure a lot of people are really interested in, and that is what we're giving away. Coming up into the, at right at 8 o'clock, we're going to do another Disney magical phrase that pays. We'll start that first word at 8 o'clock. We'll do it again at 10, 2, 4, and 6. Keep track of all five words tomorrow morning. At 7:30, we will take caller Z. You have the magical phrase that pays, and you're heading off with a family four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day passes to the happiest place on earth.
And today at 7:30, we'll give away our second pack. Shandy Evans of Harriman won yesterday, and we'll just keep giving them away. And then you qualify to win the grand prize, which is a four-pack of
three-day, one-park-per-day
tickets and two nights at the Villas at Disneyland Hotel.
Yeah, pretty cool. Good little package for you right there. I mean, it's better than my package, I can tell you that. Of course, a lot of things are better than my package. In fact, I thought the happiest place on earth was right here in this very studio.
It is, but, you know, Disneyland's a close second.
It is. George Strait, Kenny Chesney. How about that? We're doing King or Kenny and your choice of pick your ticks. And that will be coming up. It's a ticket tag, though, so you do need to know the previous winner's name. So just be aware of that. If you'd like to play in the 9 a.m. hour this morning, you just need the winner's name from 3 p.m. hour yesterday afternoon. And so on and so forth. Pick your ticks. You have a chance to either go to George Strait or Kenny Chesney. George is going to be rolling through here in about 3 months, June 29th, and Kenny Chesney on July 16th.
Hey, Wednesday's finally here. Just two more days till the weekend.
Ah, the simple things in life, right, that we actually appreciate, hitting four green lights in a row.
I think of this song every time I get a green light now.
Isn't that great?
Because I'm like, oh. It's the little things.
Yeah, it's such a good line.
Yeah.
It just sitting there almost like, yep, it's a good day. And then, of course, then you have the other side of the coin, too, as well. There are times that you're like, are you kidding me? I have hit every possible red light in the state of Utah, I swear, in my, you know, travels this morning. Hey, when was the last time you ever had a house guest come over to your place?
A house guest.
Not anybody in your family. You know what I mean? I'm just saying a house guest that doesn't frequent your place.
Probably like last summer.
Yeah? At one of your parties?
Oh, you mean? I thought you meant to stay overnight, to stay there.
Oh, well, not necessarily. Okay. Just a house guest, you know, that came in.
A couple weeks ago.
Okay. All right. So Puff the...
Neighbor,
your neighbor came over. Sorry. What's her name? What's your neighbor's name?
I have Delina, Annette, Kaylin.
Oh, okay. Anyway, there are certain things that house guests immediately notice when they arrive. So they did a survey to find out how much of a slob you all are. And somebody asked the experts name the top things that guests notice in somebody's home and how thoroughly you cleaned it isn't. One of them.
Oh, really?
So tidy up a bit, but don't worry about scrubbing down the baseboards.
These are the top. Let's start with number 10. Top 10 things people notice immediately when they arrive. The temperature, especially if it's way too hot or too cold. Don't skimp on the heat if you're hosting in winter, and think about running the AC before any guests show up in the summer.
All right. You keep yours...
72.
And there's some people that... And I have noticed you'll walk into some people's homes, and it feels like almost like a deep freeze.
Yeah.
You know? And that's just the way they keep it. And I think they just get acclimated to it, you know, and they are like, ah.
Put on a sweater.
Yeah. And that's kind of the way they roll. Music. Now, you don't need to have music playing 24/7 in case somebody pops in, but it's kind of nice when you're throwing a party, having people over for dinner to have a little bit of music. And I will do that. I think I find myself.
I always do that.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you have, it depends on the crowd. I mean, what kind of music are you playing?
Yeah, it depends who's coming. I mean, if it's a holiday party like Halloween or Christmas, obviously you're going to play a Halloween or Christmas playlist.
Right. And I know a lot of people think, you know, I mean, there are occasions we don't play country music outside of this radio station.
I try to think of whoever's coming. If it's not a holiday, I try to think of whoever's coming and what they like.
Yeah.
And turn that on.
And you don't want it obnoxiously loud either.
No.
You just kind of want it hanging there in the background.
Empty walls. Empty walls stick out like a sore thumb, so maybe add some art to the walls.
Now, the furniture. Is it interesting or classy, or is it just your old sofa sunken and full of claw marks from your cat and stains from the kids, spill stains on the, you know, and look. You're a parent. I'm not trying to downplay it.
Oh, no, that happens.
My gosh.
I've got claw marks on my brand new living room set for my dogs, but they live there, so.
Yeah, and I think that is why a lot of parents say we can't have nice things.
Yep, we have dogs. We can't have nice things. Yeah. The entryway, it's the first thing people see, so if you want to impress people, make it nice, maybe replace the fixtures or add a plant.
Now, the house plants. Here we're into our top five. If you don't have any, no big deal. But there's something that, you know, people tend to notice immediately. If you do have them, they'll be like, oh, that's beautiful. I don't know. We don't have very many plants around the house.
I have some, but I have like some succulents in the kitchen window, and I have a couple of plants in the entryway, but that's the only place I have any.
We have an 8-foot plant in this studio.
Yeah,
that is beautiful.
I'm glad I'm not taking care of it because we've only been in the new studio 2 weeks.
It would have been dead.
But it already would have been dead if it was me.
So if it is for real, for real. We have to water it, right?
I think. I'm not touching it.
I have the
black thumb.
The black thumb of death. But yeah, anyway, house plants, I think, are, and man, some people just swear by them because they feel like they create more oxygen in the air and stuff like that.
Dirty kitchen or bathroom, they're the two spots where it might make a difference to deep clean. Just at least wipe them down if you have people coming over.
Here's your top three, the clutter. They don't notice that you didn't mop, but they will notice the random stuff scattered everywhere. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that drives me insane.
Well, don't come over to our house.
You have clutter?
I have clutter.
Well, and I think a lot of people have clutter. It just drives me insane, so I can't.
Yeah, I have clutter. And I don't know what you specify as clutter, though. I guess.
Like mail stacked up, grocery bags, batteries on the, I don't know. Just clutter.
Well, you pretty much named it off.
Oh, right there. Whatever.
I just have one of those things where, you know, where I keep my printer and then I've sort of stacked things in there, kind of like, okay, well, that's where I put the ink for the printer. And then but it just kind of is just not super duper organized.
Well, that's okay.
And then we have this one table where we have, we call it the treat table.
Uh-huh.
And oh my gosh, it's blossomed into the sugar corner of the house, you know.
Yeah, I mean, one of those.
Yeah, but
you know, and if clutter is fine with you, then it's fine. I just, you know, everybody do your own thing.
Yeah. But no, I would prefer to have everything, you know, great and organized, but in a perfect world.
The lighting. Is your lighting warm and inviting, or is it too dim or too harsh?
Yeah.
Okay,
I think we have a tendency to get. Don't you feel like with that you have a tendency to just acclimate again to whatever you use a lot?
Yeah, sometimes when you put in a new fixture, you'll be like, "Wow,
yeah,
changes the whole room."
I mean, I'll sometimes flip on all the lights in the house. And I'm like, "Oh, well, that's cool. This is a whole different house." Because I'm just so used to keeping just a couple of different lights on, and that's all right. And here's your number one, the scent. And we kind of figured that would have been on the top 10 list. I think a lot of people notice the scent of your house. That includes good and bad. So if you've got, especially if you've got animals.
Don't toot if you've got somebody coming over.
Well, that you can hopefully air out. But man, if you've got dog smell and some other things, and again, I think people's noses get acclimated to that, and they probably don't notice it as much as, you know, like it's when you haven't been in your house for a while, and then you come back in, and you're like, I mean, I've got this really sensitive nose, and it's, I can smell things, and I think a lot of people do. I'm not saying, I just think it's one of those when I'll walk in, I'll like, and I think we can smell like a half a Subway sandwich that was eaten last week that was thrown away, but it didn't get taken out to the garbage can, but it was in the garbage, and you know what I mean? I just have one of those super sensitive noses but I have loved I'll give a plug out for them. I don't get anything free or anything. It's Pura. Those Pura things, they're a little pricey for the little refill things, but the Pura scent things you plug into the wall.
Yeah, I'll have to check those out.
But anyway, there you go. The top 10 things. The scent, the lighting, the clutter, dirty kitchen or bathroom, house plants, the entryway, the furniture, empty walls. I don't have a lot of stuff up on my wall. That's one thing that we've been moving so often that I'm like,
why hang stuff up? We're just going to leave.
However, we've been in our place now for 6 years, and it's kind of like, maybe it's time to make it homey.
Start putting hang some pictures up.
And then music, and then, of course, the temperature. Hope that helps out. So when you have a house guest come over. And I also feel like that your home is your home, and it is what it is. And I think you shouldn't be embarrassed over it either to some point.
Yeah,
because you feel like, oh man, we have some people come over about a week ago, and you know, my wife, a typical woman, you know,
throw everything in the closet.
This is, let's do this, and we got a man, you know. I mean, hey, we are who we are, man. Just leave it the way it is. If it's, you know, if we've got that crossword puzzle out that you've been working on, that's fine.
It's fine. Yeah,
whatever.
Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Oh, Raising Cane's, I'm sorry.
Let it breathe.
Let me just go ahead and say that last part. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Okay.
Because I just stepped all over the crap all over it. And we love Raising Cane's. Hey, we're back. Time to do the Pledge of Allegiance. And your chance to give us a call. Studio line available for you, 385-292-1043. Go ahead and give us a call, regardless of our singing. Because you know what? You know how sometimes you get a little sharp pain in your head? Have you ever get one of those little sharp pain in your heads in your head and then they go away? Or maybe a little arm?
I hope they go away.
I know. That's kind of like our morning show. We're just at one of those like little sharp pains. Eventually it will go away, and I hope you can put up with this. But we are waiting for your call. A chance for you to go ahead and help us out with the pledge. Man, look at that. All five lines lit.
Aw, you guys are the
like
best.
That. Y'all are incredible. And anyway, then you can also pre-record it if you want to. Send it in to us, daveanddeb@ksopcountry.com. You can just email it, that little audio file on your phone. Or you can just go to our Z104 app if you don't have it, grab it. And then there's an open mic section. Record it there. And you can have a good time that way as well. All right. Morning of the Z. What's your name?
Tommy Elkface.
What's your name?
Tommy Elkface.
Oh, Tommy Elkface?
Yeah.
Holy. You got to tell. Dude, you're going to give us the background on your name. Are you Indian?
Native American.
Well, sorry. You don't care if I call you Indian, though, because I have Indian friends, and when I call them Indians, they're fine with it. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, you can call me anything. Just don't call me late for dinner.
Right. That's pretty cool. Is there a deeper meaning as far as, like, do you, like, when you say elk face, is it, and look, I'm not making, please don't get it wrong. I love the Native American culture. I was around it for quite a bit, and I absolutely love it. It's super intriguing. Does it have meaning as far as the name?
To be honest with you, I wouldn't know. Don't really. I was domesticated, raised up.
Oh, okay. All right. So you got the heritage there, but just haven't kept up with the culture, I guess, so to speak, right?
Yeah.
I got
absolutely.
You. And it's Tommy?
Tommy, yes, sir.
Right on, brother. We appreciate you calling in, helping us out with the Pledge of Allegiance. And it's all yours. We're just going to turn it over to you, dude.
All right. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA. Well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Lee Greenwood, God bless the USA. And Tommy, helping us out. Tommy Elkface helping us out with the Pledge of Allegiance this morning. Doing a great job for us. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for helping us out. And God bless those people who saved thousands of lives, or at least hundreds and hundreds of lives, by warning with the collapse of the Scott Key bridge there in Baltimore. Still six people missing, but presumed to be dead.
What did you watch when the power was on and then it went off and then it came on and then it went off again, and that's when it hit the bridge and just collapsed like toothpicks?
Yeah.
Whew.
You know, I was and we all have our own little, we could play our armchair quarterback, so to speak, where you would think that we have the technology, and these bridges were built, but you would think that if you hit one part, then it would separate, but then be on its own. And I'm like, Dave, shut up. Because I'm no engineer, and I'm sure the bridges are built the way that they're built, and they have to be all tied together to span over that that kind of water like that. And when you watch that video and all of the different angles that people got of that, and I guess here's my point too, and that is there were several people that did the little Mayday, send it out. They were able to get out the message just in time for them to stop traffic, which saved so many different lives. Unfortunately, there were those workers that were on there, which I understand were, you know, part of these people that were, they have found two. One is still, did not need medical attention. One is still recovering. And then, of course, six of them still missing.
I need one of you guys on the south side, one of you guys on the north side. Hold all traffic on the Key Bridge. There's a ship approaching. I just lost their steering. So until you get that under control, we got to stop all traffic.
I'm en route to the south side.
Yeah, if we can stop traffic, just make sure no one's on the bridge right now. There's a crew out there. You might want to notify whoever the foreman is, see if we can get them off the bridge temporarily.
10-4, once the other unit gets here, I'll line up on the bridge.
C-13 dispatch, the whole bridge just fell down. Everybody, the whole bridge just collapsed.
Do we know if all traffic will stop?
I can't get to the other side, sir. The bridge is down.
C-13, I'm holding all traffic northbound.
You know, we're starting to see some of these stories come through, too, as to where they showed footage of two cars that had just crossed and just got off the bridge, and no longer than 10 seconds, literally 10 seconds went by and it collapsed.
Mm.
You know, people that just look at it and go, oh, my gosh, you know. Anyway, hearts go out to that area. That is just devastating. Wednesday's word coming up after the break. Chance for you to win a double prize pack.
Yeah, we have a Lagoon all-day passport and some delicious food from Melty.
A big, nice, delicious combo meal from that. Yes, and...
Yeah, we'll play Wednesday's word and
you have a chance to win. Oh, yeah, and here we go. Yeah, the word is...
Fan. That's the word. Five questions.
Driving around in my Chevy fan.
No, and it's not van, it's fantastic. It's fan.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Fan, F-A-N. We're going to give you some Would You Rathers because it is Wednesday. Would You Rather Wednesday. What's Your Deal Wednesday? And here's a question for you to ponder. What happens to at your job after you die?
Huh.
Yeah, isn't that a nice, lovely thought?
Yes. What's your name?
Time now for everyone's favorite game, Wednesday's Word. Play now with Dave and Deb. Call now to win. 385-292-1043. 385-292-1043.
The word is...
The word is fan. We're going to give you five questions. They're all going to have the word fan in the answer. And you get those right, you've got a Lagoon all-day passport. Easter coming to Lagoon this weekend.
That'll be a lot of fun. It's kind of fun to have Lagoon up and rolling again here on the weekends.
Sure is.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, the Easter Bunny is back at Lagoon, ready for you to hippity hop down Bunny Boulevard, located near the entrance of Pioneer Village. Saturday and Sunday from noon to 3, gathering eggs filled with goodies along the way. The Easter Bunny will be hopping around for photos. Bring your own basket, BYOB. This attraction is designed for children under 56 inches in height with their families. Then we'll give you an audio daily double, and if you get that right, we're going to throw in a delicious combo meal from Melty.
My gosh, just the sandwich alone, but then you add one of their delicious sides like the deep-fried mac and cheese bites. you will absolutely love that combo meal. Who is this?
Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. How the heck?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. All Happy right, Wednesday to you.
Hi, Deb.
Hi, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. You know the word?
Fan.
Okay. Spread out to cover more ground.
Fan out.
Yes. Serious trouble is about to start.
Fanfare?
Hopefully there's no trouble at Fanfare. The shiz is about to... That is the whole phrase.
Okay. I think I dumped it.
Luke Bryan's is called the Nut House. It's when we people that love music sign up to follow this person, and maybe you get a T-shirt from them and an autographed picture and
fan club.
Yes. Let's see. Decorative and practical way to stay cool from above. Some people have these in their
ceiling
bedroom.
Fan.
Yes, ceiling fan. And then,
one more here. One more.
Stories written about another author's characters. What's your word?
Fan.
And then when you write about something that isn't true, it's, in library terms, it's called what?
Oh.
Fact or?
Fiction.
Okay, so put.
But it's not fan.
Fan. Fiction.
Say those together.
Fan.
Say it.
No, I'm not going to get this.
No, put it together. She's giving you the two words. Just put it together.
Fan.
And then
fan. What?
And then not. Say fiction.
Just say fiction.
Fan fiction?
Yes!
I have never heard that.
Actually, never. I got to agree with you. I haven't either.
Fan fiction.
I have never heard of that. What does it mean? Did you say?
It's when it's stories written about another author's characters.
Really?
Fan fiction. Like if you wrote a story about Batman,
uh-huh.
You're a fan and you're writing a little story about Batman. It's called fan fiction.
Holy mother of learning. All right. We got it.
Okay. You're going to Lagoon, Kathy. Now for the delicious combo meal from Melty. What's the name of this song from Reba?
Now it's a little bit of a stretch. Deb's using some creativity here.
When it's fancy.
Yes.
Yeah, there you
fancy.
Go. Let's give it a listen.
She said it here, she one chance, fancy, don't let me down.
There it is.
All right, Kathy.
That little story about using your kids and something, just don't let me down. No, it's kind of a sad song, man, to think about, you know, just people do what they have to do.
It is.
All right.
It all turned out good. She ended up in a penthouse with a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. That's the way to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Isn't that why you got into pole dancing?
Absolutely it is. It's a really good side job. All right, Kathy, you're a winner. Who's hooking you up?
Z104 with David Deb.
Right
all right.
On.
Hold on. We'll get these to you. We'll play again in about an hour from now. It's Wednesday's Word.
There we go.
Thanks a bunch.
This is not headline news. Today is National Viagra Day. One possible side effect of Viagra is hearing loss. Some married guys consider it a win-win. Not only National Viagra Day, it's also International Whiskey Day, which is basically like saying it's National Batman Day and International Joker Day. Fergie turns 49 today. You can hear all about how she's doing in her new single, My Spanx. Megan Fox says she got plastic surgery because, unlike Megan Fox, plastic surgery works. And betting on March Madness is expected to reach $2.7 billion this year. And that's just by Shohei Ohtani's interpreter. This is not headline news.
Morgan Wallen and Man Made a Bar, and Morgan talking about how important it was in his life to just have his family support and love to, you know, help him through his dreams and help him attain his career.
We didn't necessarily have a whole lot growing up, for sure. And I really liked to play baseball. And I know for a fact that they didn't do things that they wanted to do because they wanted me to have the best stuff for baseball. So they've just always been a super good example for me spiritually, too. My faith is strong because of them.
Isn't that great? We look back on
that
our
is
lives.
Awesome.
Sometimes I don't think we ever realize it when we're kids, you know, and sometimes we do, but I'm just saying we're kids are kids, and I don't think we look at life in a depth perspective like parents do, obviously, and we only know so much until after we, you know, we hit an age and you're like, holy crap, my parents sacrificed, you know? I mean, I sit there and think about just the fact that my dad would wake me up at 5 a.m. on a Saturday morning to go golfing with him and his brothers and, you know, my uncles.
Yeah,
and,
he wanted to golf too.
And I'm like, well, I know he did. I know he did, but... But to invite me along and then
no,
to pay
awesome
my green fees and everything.
It can be a pain to take kids along and do
yeah
stuff.
Yeah, and I'm like, holy crap, you know, the just the sacrifice that you that some people put in. All right, well, here's the question we asked a little earlier. What happens at your job after you die? There's an Australian influencer broke down what would happen. And basically, they would just come up with a plan of action to cover for you.
Oh my God, Hannah died? Oh, that is so sad. I'm so sorry. Team meeting. Okay, everyone. Unfortunately, Hannah has passed away. It's a very sad time. We need to make a plan of action. Who's going to cover her work?
2 weeks later.
Everybody, this is Katie. She's going to be doing Hannah's role from now on. So if you need anything, please refer to her. She's going to be doing all the same jobs.
6 months later.
Oh, sorry to interrupt everybody, but I have this letter addressed to Hannah here. Hannah. Oh, she was the girl that did the role before you. Do not spend your life in a job you hate for the sake of pleasing other people.
Can you believe that? 6 months later, people forget about you.
I mean, and there's nothing else that can be done. That is what yeah happened. You know, you've seen it written here and there. If you, just like this said, if you, your job, you're anybody's replaceable. And anybody is replaceable. Yeah. And if you think you're not replaceable, you're wrong because anybody can be replaced. I mean, you're one of a kind as far as.
But still, somebody will.
But somebody can know, come in and do your job on. And life goes on. And there's really nothing else that can be done. They'll get a replacement for you and life goes on. And really.
I mean, unless your legacy is like, say, for instance, you're a comedian and that's you. I mean, nobody comes in and replaces Jim Gaffigan, but people can always replace a comedian. You know what I mean? Your job will still be there and exist like that. But man, it's weird to think how that would, how that all transpired. In fact, I'm surprised they haven't replaced me.
Somebody said, I read once that your job will be posted. Your job opening will be posted before your obituary.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah, possibly.
And, you know, and that's a tough thing to think about when you face mortality.
It is.
Because, and nobody will do your job the exact way you did it. And maybe you did it better, or you did it differently, but everybody's yeah replaceable.
Yeah. I mean, nobody wants to think about death.
Yeah. Nobody wants to think about who's going to do this after I die.
That's why it's such an odd question. You know, I mean, when you throw it out there, it's like, what happens at your job after you die? And I'm like, tomorrow morning.
But I mean, you always say, oh, I'll never forget you. Your memory will live on. And
yeah,
I mean, that's probably true. But there will come a time when you don't think about that person every. I mean, I'd like to say I think about my mom every single day.
Yeah.
But I honestly probably don't.
Right.
But she's here in my heart yeah and I think about her. And
kind of an interesting thought. Yeah. Isn't it? You know, to find out what would happen. And again, nobody wants to think about it. And I think that's why I've put off, you know, all of these arrangements. And then when you turn 88, like I did, then you start thinking about buying your burial plots and everything. And
somebody said, geez, your job will find a replacement. Your family will smile and laugh again. Live life for you, because at the end of the day, everyone's life will go on.
It's a good thought.
Jamie Lee, I'm not sure if my work would forget about me. I'm the joker around the office, and there's nobody like me.
Good.
Which
I
is
like
so
that
true. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Own it, man. And I appreciate her, I don't know, I guess you would say confidence, or at least her security.
Yeah. Lisa Houghton, you are replaceable in your job, but living your life can only be done by you. You cannot be replaced to live your life.
Yeah. All right. Interesting.
Thanks for the uplifting message on the way to work.
I know. I know. It really is like. Kind of sucks, man, when you think about it. But I know it is one of those just weird, morbid thoughts sometimes that comes to you right there. However, just know that this morning show would probably just be. I'm not even going to say it because then because it's not even. I would hope that you guys would at least wait till I'm buried.
To post the opening, looking for a new morning host.
Okay, thank you very, very much.
You're very welcome.
All right. Mostly
crickets.
How come I have crickets?
Why are there crickets?
Oh, I hit the wrong. I hit the wrong button.
Mike, are you trying to set a mood?
Yeah.
A mood or?
No, because any hour services is not going to be able to take care of your crickets for you. But they will help out in other ways.
I kind of felt like I was camping for a minute, Dave. I mean,
they do.
We're on a camp out with Dave and Deb.
Everything but pest control.
Yeah. And who knows? Maybe they will. I don't know. But the hot key was so close to this particular music bed that I was going to hit there. So we'll go ahead and talk about our weather. Mostly sunny and 54 today. And then some rain again tomorrow with a high of 56.
33 and clear downtown. Having been in the military for over 20 years, you find some of the most incredible friends. But the second you leave that state to go to another state, you don't talk to them ever again.
Yeah.
And what I was trying to think of was nobody has on their headstone, I wish I'd spent more time at work.
Right. Yep, exactly.
You hear that or you see that meme all the time.
Yes.
All of us listeners better be invited to you guys' funeral, or you need to do a live broadcast. We could have beanies and stickers
yeah.
and all kinds of stuff. It'd be super fun.
Yeah, 3-foot tape measure.
Yes.
Everybody could pick one up at the door and then measure the casket.
Absolutely.
I mean,
yes.
I know that sounds so morbid. But
it really
just,
does, but it's...
However, I don't know, you know, you have a, if you end up having a nice mahogany, would you put any bumper stickers? Would you put a sticker on it? Maybe.
I mean, nobody's ever going to see it again, so it doesn't matter.
No, they wouldn't.
I'd be better off in a pine box.
Yeah, I know.
With a bunch of bumper stickers on
it.
Yeah,
exactly. You covered it with that. Hey, I wonder if the station would wrap a pine box with our station wrap. It would be so cool. I wouldn't even have to buy one of those expensive caskets if they could just wrap a pine box
Absolutely.
For me. I think it'd be cool, man.
Yeah.
All right. We are on our way back here in just a bit.
One of them girls.
Lee Bryce. And one of them girls on the Z.
Oh, wow!
What's today?
Today is Little Red Wagon Day.
When you were little, you had a little red wagon.
I wrapped my little red wagon around a tree.
I got a real red wagon.
My red wagon?
Redder!
TGIF, am I right or what?
TGIF, it's Wednesday.
I know, that's what makes it funny.
You're drunk!
Happy National Little Red Wagon Day!
Showtime!
Did you hear that McDonald's is going to be adding Krispy Kreme donuts? To its menu?
I heard something about that.
Now, I hope it's not one of those things where it's like, I heard that it's actually going to hit hundreds of locations, but I don't know if we're going to be one of them.
Is it only in Japan or something?
Yeah, I know. That's usually the way it is, right? But it just seems like when I heard that this morning on the news, I heard it was supposed to be over quite a few of them. And they're going to carry the glazed, and I think they're going to carry the sprinkle one with sprinkles on it and something else. Like there was... three different kinds. All I hope is that they'll have some donuts that will be filled with Jardians. The little pill with the big story to tell.
Yeah.
It's Little Red Wagon Day today. So get out, enjoy your little red wagon. Pull your animals around in that little red wagon.
Scout would love that.
Yeah,
that'd last about 2 seconds.
You think?
Yeah.
Got a would-you-rather question for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Would you rather, since it is Wednesday, would you rather have a 100% chance of winning $1 million?
Okay.
or a 75% chance of at 100 billion?
Oh, I'd probably take the million.
Yeah.
Because I know I wouldn't. I would
fall in the 75, the 25%.
Yeah, I could have a 99% chance and I wouldn't get it. Yeah. So I'm going with 100% at a million.
Yeah, I think I would too. Here's what they did and here's how they kind of played out to you. If you miss the Mega Millions jackpot again, well, at least you didn't, blow $600 on tickets like some guy in Southern California. Also, the Powerball is tonight, so keep dreaming if you might want to win that. You know, you might win that. A little fun hypothetical that we just presented to you. The first option is that the guaranteed money could change your life.
The second would make you one of the richest people in the world, but there's a 1 in 4 chance you get nothing. Somebody asked that same question to 1,500 people on Reddit, and it's close, but most people said they would roll the dice. 48% would go for the guaranteed money. 52% would risk it and go for the 100 billion.
Wow. Now, I know I never thought that I would even see the day when I would say $1 million doesn't go very far.
Me either, because but it doesn't.
It. I mean, honestly, by the time you were to pay off a mortgage, and my gosh, if you're talking about the average home costing $600,000 right now, and if you were to try to pay off your mortgage, and then, of course, you're not even going to. Now, it doesn't say anything about taxes and stuff, too, in this particular scenario. It doesn't say, look, you're...
So you'd probably only get like $600,000, $700,000
yeah, right.
Only.
But, and that would be if it would be like one of those lottery type things. However, if someone, it does make a little bit of a difference if somebody were to say, look, it's tax-free. Here's $100 million. $1 million tax-free. Or either way, the scenario would be crazy. 100%. At a million or 75% at 100 billion. I can't even imagine that. And so it does make you almost stop and think, what could I do with $1 million? Would it be gone just like that? Yeah, my mortgage might be paid off and then I might have a little bit, you know, to play around with. But do you take that, what is that? You have a 3 in 4 chance of winning if it's a 75%.
I just don't go. I'd go with the sure thing.
Actually, if we just did that, why don't you go for the sure thing? I'll go for the 100 billion. and then whoever wins, we'll share a little bit.
No, you're not going to share. That. No.
All right.
No.
Okay, fine. All right. Right now, we know that you have a 100% chance of winning if you get through as caller Z. With the Disney magical phrase that pays. So start your dialing here at the happiest number on the planet.
385-292-1043. We're looking for caller Z with the magical phrase that pays from yesterday. And we'll get a winner on the phone to win that 4-pack of Disneyland Resort 2-day 1-park-per-day tickets.
You know, I think the perfect blend would be this particular voice with this music.
385-292-1043.
Yeah.
It works, doesn't it?
It does. I got a little tingle.
All right, call now for your chance to win. If you get out, soak up a little bit of vitamin D for you this morning.
33 and sunny downtown.
Morning, the Z. You are caller Z. What's your name? Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
What's your name?
Tyler.
Hi, Tyler. Now, you're halfway there, buddy. You got through as the right caller. All we need are those magical little words from yesterday. All 5 of them with the Disney magical phrase that pays.
I don't have those.
Okay. Oh man!
Can you give me a hint?
No, sir, we cannot.
I mean,
come
it's
on,
good.
Guys.
Oh, dude, man, yeah, it's a magical phrase. Now, listen, just so you can, since maybe you want to shoot your luck at again tomorrow, listen at 8, 10, 2, 4, and 6. Right there at the top of the hour, we give you a word. And then that builds the magical phrase that pays. Call tomorrow morning at 7:30. Get through as caller Z like you did here. And then you'll have those five words. And then you're heading off to Disneyland with three of your friends or family members. All right?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. Morning, the Z. What is your name?
Morgan.
Morgan, you are next in line. Do you have the magical phrase that pays?
I do.
Let's All right, do it. Let's have it.
Okay, nighttime at Together Forever show.
Winner,
you
Morgan!
Did it.
Yes!
Yeah, you've got a 4-pack of Disneyland Resort 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets, and you qualify for the grand prize Disneyland Resort Vacation. That includes a 2-night stay at the Villas at Disneyland Hotel, plus 4 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets. All right?
All right, I'm so excited.
Yeah, you're going to Disneyland.
Thanks.
How about that? Hey, last time you went to Disneyland?
Last month.
Oh, no, serious?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
Well, you're going again. And it's, well, that's cool. It's Pixar Fest, so maybe you'll see a few different things. That happens April 26th through August 4th. Celebrate friendship and beyond with Pixar Fest at Disneyland.
Good for you, though. Either way. All right? Happy amusement park day for you. That'll be a lot of fun. Hang on a second. We'll grab a little bit of information. And again, you might win that grand prize that'll include hotel, too. And I bet you didn't have that last month, right?
Right.
Yeah. Keep it here for your chance to win. Little Red Wagon. It is National Little Red Wagon Day today. And, of course, to go along with it, a little bit of Miranda Lambert for you. We asked the question a little earlier. Would you rather have a 100% chance of winning $1 million or a 75% chance at $100
billion?
$100 billion.
Come on, Dave. She won't even share Throwback Thursday with Lee. What makes you think she'll share $1 million with you?
Well, that's true.
So
good
true.
Good point.
But I would want to cash in if you won the $100 billion.
I know you would. I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, oh, yeah, can't you just get you to ask for another $5 million? Look, you got $100 billion. You got bajillion. Of course, $100 billion. Can you imagine?
I can't even imagine.
I mean, $1 billion is $999 million or yada, yada, yada.
I can't even imagine that.
And then just to multiply that by getting up into the billions, $100 billion. Lee, same question. Would you rather have 100% chance of winning $1 million or 75% at $100 billion?
I think I'd probably take the million.
Yeah.
The for sure thing?
The for sure thing.
It was pretty much split right down the middle, 50-50 with what people would do. According to that survey, I mean, it was
48%.
48 to 52 for the $100 billion.
You know, I wouldn't be a billionaire, but at least, you know, pay off bills.
Yeah. And look, 52% would, 52%, I mean, would risk it and go with the $100 billion. That's a little, that's at least the higher side of the 48%.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, what were you saying, Lee?
I said I would probably keep my house because it's a tax deduction. I mean,
oh, man.
Yeah.
Pay it off.
Yeah.
But at least I know I have my mortgage. But I'd pay it off so I could still get the tax deduction. Does that make sense?
No. No, I'm trying to follow you. You'd pay off your house, but you still use it as a tax deduction?
Well, you get a tax deduction because of the interest that you're paying on your house.
Right. But if you paid it off, you wouldn't be paying interest. Am I missing something here?
I don't know. There's something about sticking it to Uncle Sam.
Yeah. Well, then don't pay it off. Maybe that's what you were thinking. Don't pay it off.
They have to pay me.
Yeah. Don't pay it off and then just keep, just keep paying it, paying the mortgage. Because you got all the money in the world. Just keep paying the mortgage on
it. Exactly.
And then you can use that interest.
Right.
Well, let's
to
right
your
now.
Your advantage.
Yes, exactly. Hey, here's a question for you. Would you guys consider being a wiener connoisseur?
A wiener connoisseur?
A wiener connoisseur.
I was going to say, been there, done that, but I won't.
Would you consider being a wiener connoisseur? We'll talk about it coming up here in just a little bit.
Why not?
Okay.
Is the pay good?
Absolutely.
Maybe. Maybe it does. And a lot of us would do it for free. Speaking of homes and paying them off or maybe hanging on to them, the longtime home of the late Price is Right host Bob Barker has been put on the market. The winning bid of the six-bedroom, six-bathroom mansion in Hollywood Hills was $1.
What?
You follow it?
Yeah, on the Price is Right, Deb.
Yeah, because I remember how they did the Price is Right.
Oh, that went right over my head. Yep.
The winning bid? $1.
$1.
Yeah. Because everybody overbid.
Yep.
And you've got that one person that's like...
slightly underbid.
Yeah.
$1.
That's why I would probably take the would you rather of the 1 million guaranteed 100% or the rather over the 75.
Yeah, because I'm always like missed it by that much.
Yeah. If
always.
I ever made it on the Price is Right. Now, my wife went and did this, actually.
She did Price is Right?
No. We went to it.
Oh.
We went to it, waited in the freaking long line. It's horrible. It's horrific. It's now that was back in the day. Now, I don't know how it is now, but my gosh, you wait in that Southern California heat forever and ever. You finally get in there. They screen a lot of people when they walk in. You know, like they ask you a couple questions, and everybody's trying to be like funny or happy or excited. Like they want to be picked. They want to have the little panel write down like, hey, here's somebody that we should pick. You know, and then you get in there, and the person in front of us got picked in the front.
No way.
The row in front of us
got
picked. Missed
it by that much.
Missed it by that much. But that would be my luck, though. I'd get up there for the bidding, and everybody would be like. 1,000, 1,200, 1,201, 1,202, 1,200, and then it would get, and it would be like, I would bid 1,203, and then somebody would bid 1,204 and win it. You know, it's just one. I know. All right, coming up, we're going to be doing another round of Wednesday's Word, a chance for you to win. The double prize pack, pretty cool. We're going to send you to Lagoon, the funnest place right here in Utah to go, and at least one of the great places.
And hook you up with a combo meal from Melty.
The word is...
all. A-L-L. All.
Not
A-W-L.
Yeah.
Not a leather all.
Yeah, but...
this is all.
All right. You could win it all.
You could win it all. Thanks, Dave.
Time now for everyone's favorite game, Wednesday's Word. Play now with Dave and Deb. Call now to win. 385-292-1043. 385-292-1043.
Okay, now before we get to that, the word is all for Wednesday's Word. And we're going to get all of the information from Elizabeth right now from Calitrin. And we're good to have you on the line. And man... you could put everything into all of your Easter baskets or put them into one Easter basket because this is the time you want to get stocked up on this incredible Calitrin product. Elizabeth?
Exactly. You know, Calitrin, you've been hearing us talk about this for years, y'all, years. Maybe you've taken it to lose weight before. Maybe you need to lose weight again. Maybe you've never tried it before, y'all. This product has been proven safe and effective since 1997. It's definitely not going to be a quick fix. You're not going to lose a bunch of weight in the first month of taking it. That's not how it works. But around that 1 month mark, you're going to start seeing the inches and the pounds come off. And before then, you're going to notice the better sleep, less joint pain, your clothes fitting better, overall better digestion, feeling like your old self again. And right now for this Easter sale, it's like paying half price. It's our unlimited buy three, get three free. It's on our website, toploss.com. It's the one that everybody waits for. It's at toploss.com, T-O-P-L-O-S-S.com, toploss.com. Or call us toll-free with questions, or if you want to split up your payments, we do that too. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Love it. I can hear people hopping over to their phone and to their computer right now to order it. Again, where do we go?
That's toploss.com.
Thanks, Liz.
Thanks, y'all.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
All right, we're back to our Wednesday's Word here and a chance for you to win a double prize pack. We'll remind you again, the word is
all. Now, we're going to give you five questions. I'll have the word all in the answer. And if you get that right, we've got a Lagoon all-day passport. Join the Easter Bunny at Lagoon this Saturday and Sunday from noon to 3 p.m. for a hopping good time. Enjoy Easter weekend savings. Single-day passports are only $83.95 plus tax when you buy two or more. Just visit lagoonpark.com. Enter the promo code DUCKLING24. Offers valid this Saturday and Sunday only at Lagoon.
All right. Who's on the line with us right now?
Athena.
Good to have you along, Athena. Do you know the word?
All.
There it is. All right. Here's your chance to win those cool prizes. We're going to give you a little timer, but it really doesn't matter because we just go over that timer anyway.
All right. Athena, okay. This makes Jack a dull boy.
Jack a dull boy?
This makes Jack a dull boy, a boring boy. It's a phrase. It's a saying.
I don't know.
Okay. Can she do a pass?
Can I pass?
Not really.
I don't know, but give me the prize anyway.
All in?
No, when you go to your job, you're going to...
work?
Yes. What's your word?
All work.
All work and no...
no play.
There you go. All right, four more to go.
Yep. A good listener is this.
All ears?
Yes. Soaked. And I don't mean at BYU.
It's not a Utah County saying. Okay. Well, we were soaking last night.
That would be all in.
No, it wouldn't be. No, it would be all out. But
no,
just,
it's all in.
No.
All right. What did you say?
All wet?
Yes. A handyman, but master of none.
Master of none and... craftsman of all?
I don't know. Not Jill.
Jack of all trades.
Yes.
There you go.
And money is the root of this.
All evil.
Yes.
All right. Now, let's get this soaking thing straight. I kind of want to know, when people say they're soaking, isn't that kind of like they're not going all the way, but they're still kind of doing the thing? Rubbing
all in?
Yeah, they're all in, Dave.
Okay. Well, I didn't...
There's just no moving around.
Oh, that's right. That's what it was.
Yes.
Okay.
Unless you have jumpers, and they can help you do that. That's the way around it.
As long as you are not actually initiating the movement.
Yes.
No movement.
Yeah. Yes. Hey, that ties in with our wiener connoisseur coming up. In just a little bit.
All right.
We'll talk about that.
Athena.
Yes.
I can't even remember what the hell we're doing. What's the name of this song by Mindy McCready?
Okay, here we go. Hold on. What's the opposite of gals?
Up?
No, of gals.
Guys.
Yes. Okay. That's your first word. And then, what's another word for soaking?
Wet.
Oh, crap. Maybe that's a bad clue. What?
Every single moment is also known as all...
Oh.
Every single moment means...
Man, I do that blank and blank.
All the time.
Yes.
I do it all the time.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. Here we go. When the shoe's on the other foot, you know that's when it hits the fan. Get over it, honey, life's a two-way street. Are you want me a man of mine? So I had some beers with the girls last night. Guys do it all the time. Because we're supposed to. It's our calling. I don't know why y'all just stay in your own lane, ladies. You don't have to do everything the guys do.
All right, Athena.
But it's fun.
Yes. You've got the Lagoon All Day Passport. You've got a delicious combo meal from Melty's with three locations, Layton Hills, Lehigh, Sandy. Right, Dave?
Yeah. Yes, they are Layton Hills, Southtown Mall, Layton Hills Mall, Southtown Mall, and then Lehigh.
Yeah, there you go.
So there you
delicious
go.
Delicious Melty.
Oh, my gosh.
Athena, who's hooking you up with more than you bargained for?
Dave and Dev, 104.3.
Yeah, I think a lot of us bargained for. In fact, we had this discussion yesterday. We're like, we probably ought to wait till the kids are in school instead of driving around in the car. Mommy, what's soaking? Well,
wet.
It's when you get in the tub. It's when you get in the tub and you get soaked.
You have a nice, good soak.
There you go. Hold on a second. All right, morning shout outs, and I guess we'll go back to our phone here real quick. Athena, is it?
Yes.
Athena, do you have somebody you want to do a little shout out to?
I'll do a shout out just to you, Dave and Deb. You guys make my morning.
Oh, thank you.
You are so kind. Thanks so much. We appreciate it. And happy hump day. All right. We'll have you repeat. You can help be a part of our show here this morning too, Athena. We're going to give out the first word of our Disney phrase that pays, and you can go ahead and repeat it. The word is
your, Y-O-U apostrophe R-E.
Go ahead.
Your.
Yes.
Y-O-U apostrophe R-E.
Perfectly executed,
the contraction
Athena.
Of you are.
Yes.
And
your.
All right. There
All
you
right,
go.
All right. We'll do another word at 10, 2, 4, and 6 tomorrow morning at 7:30. Be caller Z to deliver that correct phrase. And you win that family 4-pack of Disneyland Resort 2-day, 1-park per day tickets.
Yoo-hoo.
Morning shout outs with Dave and Deb, Z104.
All right, I got a little shout out to Keaton Hancock. He was the service tech for Any Hour Services. Stopped by the house there yesterday, did an incredible job. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. And to Monica Spackman. And you know how sometimes you write down words for shout outs and you can't remember where the crap you were?
Yep.
Well, Monica. Shout out to
wherever
you.
Our paths cross, we sure love you.
I can't remember for the life of me, but I've got you down for a shout out, and it'll probably come to me shortly here. But thanks so much for tuning in, y'all.
Hey, I want to shout out to the Cottrell family up in Kaysville. Lost my growing up neighbor, Don Cottrell, Big Don. He called me Daisy May, and I called him Big Don, and he was such a great man.
I thought you were a Big Deb.
And, well, yeah. It turned into that. So,
but no, that's cool.
But condolences to the Cottrell family, and they lost a great man. And
yeah,
sure love all you guys. They're like family to me.
That's cool.
We also have some birthday shout outs we want to do. Tara Nickel, Joe Barker, Teresa Aragon, Cody Wing, Debbie Hardy, Roland Farron, Hillary Hawker, Billy Biker, Johnny Calvert, Star Erickson, Doug Maxfield, Brittany Case, and anybody else that's having a birthday today, happy, happy birthday.
All right, let's do it. We do fast, slow, high, low. Let's go ahead and do it fast, shall we?
All right, here let's do it.
Now, I'm going to give you the little rhythm. Let's see if we can really
don't
do
know,
it.
Dave.
This is going to be quick.
All right.
You've had a birthday, listener, dear. Happy days come to you all year. If I had a worse, then it would be. Happy, happy birthday from the Z. Whiskey glasses, Morgan Wallen. Here's kind of an oops, my bad. Guy left his fiance's wedding dress on top of his car and drove off. Oh, ouch.
Guy in Australia is in the doghouse after he left his fiance's $2,000 wedding dress on top of their SUV and drove off. It happened Sunday while they were picking it up at their storage unit.
Don't know why the dress was in the car. That wasn't me. As he moved the stuff to put the storage in the car, put the dress on top of the car to not crush it, and then proceeded to drive off. I guess I can replace the dress, but it's just more the frustration of the situation.
So here's what, that's where you heard it right there. He tossed it on the roof just to put it in last, and so it wouldn't get crushed by the other boxes. So there you are, trying to do your best, trying to think of what would be best for the wedding dress.
The dress was in a box, so it might be okay. Last we heard, they hadn't found it. They walked down the side of the highway, but it wasn't there.
Bride's name is Lindell Kane, and her fiance is Tom. And she posted about it on Facebook, said Tom, he went ahead and said, stupidly left the package. I like that word.
Maybe she won't need a wedding dress.
That actually kind of, yeah, right? Yeah. That actually describes a lot of what I do. Stupidly.
Never mind. The wedding is off.
Because stupidly, I left the package on the roof. That's actually Australian.
British. British.
I know, but my accent was a little bit more Australian, wasn't it?
It is on Australia.
Oh, it is?
Your accent was more British.
It was more British if I got it backwards? Anyway, I'm trying to keep track of that. Now they're offering a $500 reward to anybody who turns it in.
The good news, they are still getting married. She said he's really upset, and she joked it'll at least make for a very good speech at the wedding. Plus, they still have time to replace it if they need to. They're not getting married until next February.
Ah.
They got plenty of time to buy a new $2,000 dress.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And then when you get to the point of doing your wedding vow, speaking of mess ups, as a groom, it's probably kind of bad to look, it's probably a bad look to stop listening to your officiant mid-vow. All this guy in England had to do was repeat the words, I will laugh with you when you are happy, comfort you when you are sad.
I will care for you.
I will care for you.
Laugh with you when you are happy. Comfort you when you are sad.
Laugh with you when you're sad.
No, comfort you when you are sad.
It's like...
I will laugh at you when you're sad.
And coffee when you're happy. It's like, yeah, just take a second there, buddy, and it'll be all okay. You know, he's probably just nervous for the honeymoon night. You know?
Oh, Dave.
I mean, aren't we all? Hey, speaking of that, we're still going to be talking about the Wiener Connoisseur coming up.
It's all related. We just roll from one subject to another, and they're all tied together.
It is. Yeah, it's a absolutely. Real thing. You're not going to want to go anywhere, kids, because, I mean, even though the kids have to go to school, but we're going to be talking about how you can get paid to be a wiener connoisseur. Got Dump It or Dig It coming up right after the break, brought to you by Baku Bikes.
Hey, the Brothers Osborne, they have a new song.
Reba.
We're going to play it for you and see what you think. Somebody's going to win a pair of tickets for Red West. The brand new festival happening October 4th through 6th at the Utah State Fair Park.
Yum. All right. I mean, I was thinking of Raising Cane's. Sorry.
I will laugh at you when you're sad.
I need to pay more attention to the officiant. We'll be right back.
Time now for Dave and Dab's Dump It or Dig It.
All righty, Dump It or Dig It brought to you by Baku E-Bikes.
Comes to us from the Brothers Osborne, yeah. Also known as Brothers Osborne. They have a new EP out. It's called Break Mine, and their new single is the title cut, Break Mine. It's a little song about if you're looking for a heart to break, break mine.
That's
what
cool.
It's about. So we want to know what you think about it. It is hump day, so we're going to do Hump It or Dump It. Text us 385-292-1043. We'll pick somebody randomly to win a pair of tickets for Red West, October 4th through 6th at Utah State Fair Park. Music featuring Coulter Wall, Oliver Anthony, Ian Munzik, Shane Smith and the Saints, Luke Grimes, plus a whole ton more. Tickets now on sale at redwestslc.com.
And if you go to this thing, it could be very impactful. We also can have you call on our studio line and let us know what you think about this song from Brothers Osborne. Same number that you text, we'll get you here to the studio. Hump It or Dump It, Break Mine.
What's going on tonight? Are you feeling like
The bros. It just ends right there.
It does. It's a cold end, Dave.
Yeah.
Ready?
It's colder, actually colder than I thought. A little weird there. But we want to know what you think about it. Dump it or dig it, turning hump it or dump it on hump day, because we like to say hump on the radio. Song is called Break Mine.
Hump it, I love all their music. Hump it, I want to go to Red West to see Luke Grimes, also known as Casey from Yellowstone.
Yeah.
Humping Brothers Osborne, this song is great. Dig it, love it very much. Skylar Gardner, Laura Malone, Mel Bernard, Michelle Baxter, Jason MacArthur, Janice Shepard, Casey Heyman, digging it, humping it. Jen Zuspin, hump it. Love the song, love the Brothers Osborne. Can't go wrong for them. Linda Wood, Chris, hump it. Looking forward to seeing them in May. Great catchy country song. Charlotte Lyman, Kim Boatwright, Christy Kelling, Jason Sipes, Jody Weiniger, Carolee Douglas, hump it. Love Brothers Osborne, Dylan Anderson, Stephanie Christensen, Beaner, Jalen Edwards, Molly Tonga, Angie Adams, Katie Daly. How can you not love these guys? Jordan Webb says dig it. Crystal Ellis, Sterling Swenson, Tanya Rigby, Gracie Badberg, hump it. Would definitely listen again. Deb Leggera, hump it, and everything they do. Angela Schultz, Patty, Melissa Patterson, Adrian, Brenda Wanless, Connie Comby, hump it, love these guys. Nathaniel Thompson, love Brothers Osborne, hump this. Tara Prowse, hump it, love Brothers Osborne. Skylar Archibald, Melissa Atwood, big hump, can't wait to see them at Sandy Amphitheater. Terry Brown, love it. Brandon Bennett, love it. Jessica Fowler, dig these guys. Brittany Ferguson, Ann Jacobs, hump it. There were a couple of dumps. There's a dump right here from a 631 number. There is a dump it from... There's a couple in
not
here.
Not too many, though, huh?
But not too many. I'm going to say 90-10, 95-5,
TJ,
something like that.
JT, Bros, yep. Osborne, on our dump it or dig it, turning hump it or dump it. We'll roll the music. And when the music stops, we'll go ahead and stop the scrolling. Deb's got her finger. I'm watching it. She's scrolling. Actually, she's scrolling with her middle finger. I don't know if that's
it's the magic touch.
To give me the sign of something or what that is there. But.
It doesn't have a name. Doesn't have a name.
It doesn't.
It doesn't have a name, but it's a 518 number. 801-518. I will text you and we'll find out your name and we'll get you these tickets for Red West October 4th through 6th at the Utah State Fair Park. And it's all brought to you by Baku e-bikes.
You know, I could ride my Baku e-bike from my house down to Sandy Amphitheater.
Yes, you could.
And catch the bros May 19th, the Brothers Osborne. And that's how fun those things are. Yes, you too can get into a Baku e-bike. And right now, up to half off or more. Incredible savings. It is their demo blowout sale. Lightly used demos that you can actually just go and take a test ride on site if you would like. See which one fits you and your lifestyle or your spouse or your kids or all of the above. Because it's coming up again this Saturday, which is just a few more days away. It is their big Super Saturday sale. So if you want to go in ahead of time, pick out which one you'd like to snag. The big Super Saturday sale happens this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and that's where you're going to get all of those huge savings of half off or more. Don't wait. Stock is limited. It's right there at Baku, 2840 South Wadman Drive. Again, you can go in anytime between now and then. And then make a note to grab your savings on Saturday. Baku.com, BAKCOU.com. Man, is it just me because I'm a Keith lover?
Yes.
Okay.
No, we all love him.
No, that's a good song, though, isn't it?
It's really good.
Man, I love that. Just the melody and everything is just also put together well. Now, hey, Keith is going to be joining The Voice.
Season 25, which is the one we're in, starting April 8th as a mega mentor.
Now, he's going to be helping contestants who made it through the battle rounds prepare for the big knockouts, which now, is kind of a fun position for an artist to be in.
Yeah,
you know?
He's been on the show before in season 15. He was an advisor for former coach Blake Shelton.
But this is season 25. Dan and Shay, name off the coaches again, Dan and Shay. Then you got
Chance the Rapper,
Reba. And Not Gwen. Is it Gwen? It's Kelly Clarkson? No. Oh, my gosh. I drew a blank. We both did.
Isn't it Gwen?
Yeah. Is it Gwen?
I don't know.
Oh, for heaven's
sake. I haven't watched any this year yet.
I feel bad about that. I know people are yelling at the radio right now. I'm just trying to listen. I'm just trying to listen to what you're yelling. I just can't.
We can't hear you.
Why is it not coming to me? Anyway, we'll figure it out and get to it here.
You've waited a lifetime, and now the wait is finally over. This is Wednesday's show. It's broadcast magic that can only be found on a Wednesday.
Wednesday.
It's Wednesday's show in all its pageantry and glory.
Who is it?
Chance the Rapper, Dan and Shay.
Yeah.
John Legend.
Oh, that's who we missed.
Yeah.
Gosh dang John Legend.
Sorry, John.
Yeah, sorry about that. Now, I know we've been teasing this wiener connoisseur, and we're still going to get to it. We just want to let you know what is, I'm going to tease this a little bit further and let you know that it involves measuring the wieners.
Absolutely, now, it does.
You got to check the length of the wiener, and that's part of this job, and we will get to that coming up here in just a little bit. Plus, we're also going to find out how many of Americans... What percentage of Americans consider their cars to be part of their family?
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a name for each one of your vehicles? Is it really that much of a part of the... But not as much as your animals.
Not as much as the animals.
But you think it's a part of your family.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's my Jeep.
Like, do you touch it?
Absolutely.
Do you feel it?
Yeah.
Light petting or heavy petting?
Heavy petting.
Serious?
Yes.
You're going down below the dashboard?
When I change the oil.
Oh, I don't want to hear about that. All right. We will be right back in just a little bit. We also have Wednesday's word coming up after the break. The word is.
The word is. What is it?
I don't know.
It's devil.
The word is.
Devil.
Devil. You little devil, you.
Time now for everyone's favorite game, Wednesday's Word. Play now with Dave and Deb. Call now to win. 385-292-1043. 385-292-1043.
The word is...
The word is devil. We're going to give you five questions. They'll all have the word devil in the answer. And if you get that right, we've got an all-day passport for Lagoon. Looking for Easter family fun? Join the Easter Bunny at Lagoon this weekend. Take a stroll through Bunny Boulevard to gather Easter eggs. Buy two or more single-day passports for just $83.95 plus tax. When you buy two or more, valid only Saturday and Sunday. Visit lagoonpark.com and enter the promo code DUCKLING24.
Mm. Now, the Audio Daily Double will also be a combo meal from Melty. Any one of their locations, Southtown Mall, Layton Hills Mall, or the new one right there by Thanksgiving Point in Lehigh that I was recently at. You could try the Four Cheese Classic or, my gosh, the barbecue brisket. The list goes on and on. And just delicious with every bite. Who is this?
Oh, this is Angie.
Hi, Angie. How the heck?
Good.
All right, Angie, are you ready to play? You know the word?
Devil?
Yep, that's it.
All right, here we go. In walks the topic of conversation.
The devil?
It's a saying. Like, if you're talking about Judy and she comes in the room, you say, oh.
Blanking of.
Devil?
Well, yeah.
When you talk, what do you do?
Speak of the devil?
Yes.
Yes.
Speak of the devil. A chocolatey cake.
Devil fruit cake.
Yes. Idle hands are the...
Devil's jewels?
Devil's what?
The devil's jewels. I don't know where your hands have been, but...
No, those are way too hot to touch.
Sometimes you got to stay away from the devil's jewels. Angie, what...
No. If you have a bunch of tools in your shed, it's called your...
Devil shed? I don't know.
What do you call a guy goes out to do some jobs here on furniture or work on the car? It's called... Carpenter? What's that?
a devil carpenter?
What's the place called?
A shed or work?
Oh, keep going.
Yes, keep going.
You almost had it with the work part.
A devil's work?
What's the place called? It's a garage. It's a shed. There are lots of tools in there.
A devil's cave? A devil's...
No, you had it with work. You had it with work. What do you do when you go to the grocery store? You are what? I'm going to go...
Devil's work?
Devil's work. Rhymes with hop.
Shop?
Yes.
Put it all together.
Devil's workshop.
Yes, idle hands are the devil's workshop.
Okay.
All right.
In other words, you got to stay busy.
Hors d'oeuvres under sprinkled paprika.
Deviled eggs.
Yep. And the Tampa Bay baseball team.
Tampa Bay Devils.
They're like marine creatures.
Buccaneers.
What are the things that shoot off of the sun? What are they called?
Rays.
Yes.
Yes.
What's your word?
Rays. Devil.
Other way around.
Devil rays?
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
The Tampa Bay Devil Rays.
It was slightly painful, Angie, but we appreciate you playing along. Are you ready for your audio daily double?
Yes.
All right. You've got your Lagoon All Day Passport. Now for the Melty Combo Meal. What's the name of this song by Marty Robbins?
I told Mary about it. Told her about a great sin.
What's your word?
And I don't want to. What would you call a girl that's associated with Satan?
A devil woman.
Yes!
There you go. Let's play it.
Oh, devil woman.
It's devil like my co-host. Woman, devil
woman, thanks, Dave.
In fact, I don't even know how she puts her headphones on over those horns. Over there, those little devil horns.
Made.
Are they?
Yes.
Is that why? Down in our shack. All right. There you go. You did it. I know it was a little lengthy, but we did it. Angie, who's hooking you up with the most fun and pain in the morning?
Z104.
Hey, you know, one of the questions was something to do with Major League Baseball, wasn't it?
Yeah, the Devil Rays.
The Devil Rays, right?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? We have a little something, something. If you want to, would you like to be a wiener connoisseur, Angie?
If it made me a lot of money, sure.
Well, sure.
Well, the online gambling site BetUS is looking to hire a wiener connoisseur to visit all 30 major league ballparks and check out the wieners at each one.
Now you're going to be able, to taste test dozens of hot dogs.
I always do that when I watch baseball.
Do you really? Yeah, really. Their uniforms aren't as tight as football players. It's probably wrestling that you do there as well. You'll be able to taste test the hot dogs, but they really don't care how good they are. They just want you to measure each weenie to see which major league club has the biggest and the smallest.
They plump when you cook them. Once you've got your hands on one, you'll need to measure the length.
This is really...
diameter or girth.
Oh, sure.
And also see how heavy it is.
Doesn't really mind. Does it say girth?
It does.
Oh, it does say girth.
Sure does. I'm not making it up.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm telling them about the job.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, it's not a full-time gig, but they also don't expect you to handle all the wieners for free.
Well, no.
No.
It is a full-time gig, but you can buy the game. They buy the game tickets. Travel is covered. And you get $2,500. They'll also toss in a $500 gift card so you can to the Major League Baseball shop or MLBshop.com. And a subscription to MLB.tv.
Now, if you want this wiener measuring job, you can apply on their website between now and April 18th. Just enter your name and email, write a short pitch for why you're the most qualified person to measure wieners.
Or a big pitch. Either way. Now, I know that we have had so much fun with this middle school humor of ours. I do want to tie this in with the fact that, have you guys heard that they now have a Viagra pill for women?
Huh.
Which is kind of, which is nice. Instead of the little blue pill, there is a little pink pill, giving the blue pill a little stiff competition.
In honor of National Viagra Day, Pfizer is introducing a new Viagra for women. And since women can be more complicated than men, it's got a new name. Ask your doctor about Nymphohumpenotine Trisexolate Prolixidol Estrogentleman Hyporgasma Dixigen 69. It's the most complex and effective medication to treat your libido. So ladies, when you want to enhance your sex life, reach for new Nymphohumpenotine Trisexolate Prolixidol Estrogentleman Hyporgasma Dixigen 69. Ask for it by name.
I have never been able to pronounce those technical, those really long pharmaceutical names. Have you?
No.
Would you look into it? This particular pill?
Absolutely. No.
Yeah. No?
No. Don't need it.
Yeah, that's what not what you told me off the air.
Oh, Dave, whatever.
I wish my libido was a little bit higher.
Oh, it's just fine, thank you.
We're going to get one final traffic report coming up after Luke Bryan and John Party.
I'll wear a 20X American hat.
It's good old Luke Bryan, John Party together on that one. And basically just singing their life. Cowboys and Plowboys. It's straight up 9 o'clock.
It's kind of like King or Kenny.
Yeah.
That's coming up this hour, so be sure you're listening for the cue to call. Caller Z with the winner from yesterday with CJ in the 3 p.m. hour. You're going to win tickets to see King George or Kenny Chesney.
Add a little good news. Life average life expectancy in the U.S. has improved to 77 and a half. And we'll be sure to fix that, said Cheesecake Factory.
We can't let that stand.
Yum.
Thanks for hanging around here with us, doing your thing. We'll be checking in with you at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
You will be.
Mostly sunny today, high of 54 degrees.
37 and sunny downtown.
Today's show is brought to you by the annual Air Show. Buy tickets now or just park a couple blocks away and watch for free. Same show.
A guy who is as much of a gentleman as he is an artist and a musician, and he's just a good dude. Parker McCollum and Burn It Down. Morning, everybody. Thank you so much for taking us along on this beautiful Wednesday. If you have, maybe you have a name for your car. Hey, we haven't really done too many What's Your Deal Wednesdays here. We got to get you all rolling on that if you have something you want to talk about. I think it's just because our content has been so stellar this morning.
I mean, soaking. People,
yeah.
Wiener connoisseur.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, does it get any better?
No.
So if you have something on your mind, you want to get a little bit of radio airtime, a call or text safely, 385-292-1043. Think about this. Some of us have names for our vehicles. We consider our cars to be part of the family. In a recent poll, they found that 53% of us would actually hang on to our current car forever if that was an option. But the number one reason isn't emotional, really is basically financial. Before I go any further, I would have to say that I don't know what I'm going to... Well, okay, first of all, my Titan truck, which, by the way, a shout out to Rocky's Tire Pros, Rocky Giles and Spanish Fork. The lift on it, the tires on it, the rims, the everything, the way he tricked it out. And people are so surprised when I tell them I've got like 240,000 miles on that thing.
And you're not very sentimental, but you are sentimental about that truck.
That one would be hard to let go. I don't even know what I would. I mean, first of all, what's somebody going to do if I did with a truck that is wrapped with our logo on it? You know what I mean?
Somebody'd want it, but you probably have to peel it off.
Yeah. And so that one was sentimental. I'm having a hard time letting go of my Escape too. And I still have it, but that one is mainly for the fact probably it falls a little bit more, maybe not so much emotional as it is that it's just been a solid car, and financially it wouldn't really pay to get rid of it. It's still running. So why try to get $700 out of it when you can have it as an extra vehicle?
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush, right? Well,
that's what she said.
Well, Dave.
All right. Yeah.
80% of us are trying to keep our current car going as long as possible because we don't want to spend the money on a new one. These are here are five more reasons we don't want to replace our current car.
It's fairly reliable. Now, I like the word when they use that fairly. Yeah. It's fairly.
That's when you reliable. Start going, when it's fairly, do I want to buy a new car? Because fairly doesn't cut it when you're in a jam.
Like, there's more times than not I've called up and I've said I couldn't, I'm going to be a little bit late because I couldn't get the truck started.
Click, click, click.
And man, and let me tell you something. I got a new battery in it, and I went and did my Melty remote, and I put on the little LED lights on top. Never has been a problem before. I'm out there in the middle of this parking lot where the busiest section is of Thanksgiving Point. And after the remote's all over with, I took the lights down and click, click, click. I'm having to lift open the hood on my on this logoed truck of mine. And now I just carry around a portable jump starter thing with me. One of those things that you charge up and.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
And it's a new battery.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. But I'll have to kind of find out what's going on there. But anyway, it's probably something else, but it's fairly reliable.
The second one, 45% of us hanging on to our old car because it gets pretty good gas mileage.
Yeah. And then there's just no way I could afford a new car right now. 28% of the people are saying
that. It is shocking what a new car is.
It is.
It's like a mortgage payment. And now a mortgage payment is like a double mortgage payment.
Unless you go to Strong VW.
Right.
At 1070 South Main.
I meant to say that, yeah.
In the heart of Salt Lake.
I meant to say that.
Where you can get payments as low as $199 with 0% financing.
Fond memories in the vehicle, like a road trip or family vacations. Maybe you raised your kids in that minivan. 24% of us hanging on to an old car for that reason.
Now, I held on to our Shaggin' Wagon for that very reason. That custom van that has the raised roof. You know that one?
Absolutely. That, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, my gosh. That was hard to let go because we traveled all over in that.
Now,
who
bought that thing?
Basketball. I actually sold it. I traded it in at Strong VW.
Oh, okay.
When I got into one of our other cars, I traded in two cars, our old 89 truck and then that Shaggin' Wagon. So I don't know who ended up with it. But I'm telling you, there was a lot of good memories in it.
I'll bet there was.
And with the family. And then here's number five. You just have an emotional attachment to your car. 22% of us.
See, and I do have that really badly. Like, my son is like, why don't you just sell your Jeep Wrangler?
Yes.
I'm like, because I can't. And he goes, it's just a vehicle. It doesn't even know that you like it. I'm like, yes, it does.
Which, no, it doesn't. It does. No, it doesn't. But it is as tough.
I know.
And look, it's a perfect combination for you because you can still take it out on the remotes and stuff. You still have a vehicle that way. And now you
because
can drive around.
Because it's only fairly reliable.
Right. Only in Utah County.
Yeah, it when always breaks down in Utah County.
Yes, the spiritual side of things.
My Jeep gives off hellish vibes when I cross into the Utah County line and then it dies.
Oh, devil woman. But now you've got your Gladiator and you don't have to logo up your Gladiator because now you can pick your nose.
I can flip people off all day long. Yeah. Nobody knows it's me.
Yeah, you can tailgate them like you usually do.
It's newfound freedom. Most of us wouldn't go with the same car if we had to buy one right now. Only a third of us said we'd buy the same make and model in a newer year.
Top five reasons. Your car is better than your spouse. Yeah. Here we go.
It's fairly reliable. Your spouse? Not at all.
Not so much. Five reasons your car is better than your spouse. Nobody judges you for replacing your car every for a few years.
Okay.
Your car doesn't care that you lock it in the garage. Your wife might.
Yeah.
Your spouse might.
Bob left me in the garage all night again last night.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what's going on. Your car has bigger airbags. Five reasons your car is better than your spouse. Your car doesn't take half your stuff when you get rid of it. Your car will let you go as fast as you want with it.
Okay.
Spouse, not so much. I actually had kind of a little bit of a bonus one here too, and I hesitate
to ask what it is.
Say it, but the top reason your car is better than your spouse. A car lets you put whatever you want in the trunk.
Oh my gosh.
we're on our way back here in just a little bit. We have Battle of the Sexes towards the bottom of the hour, a chance for you to win, plus we have another round of Wednesday's Word coming up.
King and Kenny coming up as well.
Yep,
George Strait.
Hey, this is Kenny Chesney.
King or Kenny? What'll it be? Call now to win tickets for George Strait June 29th at Rice Eccles or Kenny Chesney July 16th at America First Field. 385-292-1043.
For Stapleton, it's kind of a funky, groovy kind of a song there for you. Think I'm in love with you.
He'll be here with George Strait, if that is the pair of tickets you choose, on June 29th, along with Little Big Town.
Morning. You are caller Z. Who is this?
Awesome. This is Derek.
All right, Derek. Now, that means you're halfway through there, buddy. You're halfway there. All you have to do is give us the winner's name from yesterday during the 3 p.m. hour.
It was Jared Flam.
You are correct, Derek. What is your last name?
Dalton.
Derek Dalton is the name you need to know for 11 a.m. King or Kenny ticket tag. Derek, what's it going to be? Is it going to be King George? Is it going to be Kenny Chesney?
It's going to be King George.
All right. George. We will put you down for that. And Derek Dalton, once again, that's the name you need to know for 11 a.m. ticket tag. Congratulations. Who's hooking you up with George Strait, Chris Stapleton, and Little Big Town June 29th?
Dave and Dev on
Z104. Dude. Hey, what's your favorite George Strait song?
Desperately.
Oh, I love that.
Very cool. It's DB now on the Z.
Half your life you struggle.
Kirk's Bentley, Burning Man. Of course, that features brothers Osborne. And it's time now to battle it out to a nice friendly round between man and woman. And we need a man and a woman to call.
And now, a game that pits man against woman. Play Battle of the Sexes with Dave and Deb. Call now to win. 385-292-1043. 385-292-1043.
We have a Lagoon all-day passport up for grabs. Join the Easter Bunny at Lagoon Saturday and Sunday from noon to 3 for a hoppin' good time. Enjoy Easter weekend savings. Single-day passports are only $83.95 plus tax when you buy two or more. Just visit lagoonpark.com and enter the promo code DUCKLING24. Offer is valid this Saturday and Sunday only.
Morning. Who is this?
Hey, this is Levi.
Hi, Levi. Morning to you. Happy hump day. And we're going to try to find you a female to play against, all right?
All righty.
All right, here we go. Morning, the Z. Are you a female?
No.
All right, that's
dang
all right.
It.
Gosh. he sounded so disappointed. Morning, the Z. Are you a female?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, they're gone. Morning, are you a girly girl?
No.
All right,
we're looking
rolling.
For a girl, but thank you.
Morning, the Z. Are you a girl?
Yes.
Okay, what's your name?
Ashley.
Ashley and Levi. Either one of you won in 30 days?
No.
No.
Okay, we're good to roll. Levi, we're going to let ladies go first.
All right, Ashley. Director Quentin Tarantino celebrates his birthday today. All of the following are movies he directed except one. Is it Wolf of Wall Street, Kill Bill, or Pulp Fiction?
Pulp Fiction.
It's Wolf of Wall Street.
Okay, here we go. Levi, singer and actress Haley Bailey celebrates her 24th birthday. Which Disney princess did she play in a live-action movie? Was it Little Mermaid, Cinderella, or Princess Tiana?
Little Mermaid.
Yes, it was. Good job.
All right, Ashley. It's National Whiskey Day. What is the name of the whiskey-producing region in the United States known for its bourbon? New York, Kentucky, or Nashville?
Can you say it one more time what the answers were?
New York, Kentucky, or Nashville?
Kentucky.
Yes.
All right, you got it, Levi. What is the name of the skincare product used to remove makeup dirt and impurities from the skin? Is it setting spray, serum, or makeup remover?
Makeup remover.
Yeah, what removes makeup? Makeup remover. Wow. All right.
Hey, we needed one of those. All right. Think you guys had one yesterday.
Ashley, which luxury car brand is known for its Quattro all-wheel drive system? Mercedes, Audi, or Ford?
Mercedes.
Audi Quattro.
Ouch. So, well,
that means Levi's our winner.
Yeah, but just for the fun of it here, Levi, we'll give you a bonus question. It's the 26th anniversary of the FDA-approved drug of Viagra. Hey, by the way, Levi, do you use this?
No. All right, not just today. Checking.
Not today. I like that. What was the medication originally used for before becoming a performance enhancer? Was it a painkiller, a high blood pressure, or blood thinner?
Blood thinner.
High blood pressure.
Oh, wow.
I would rather have that. You know, if I have high blood pressure, I would rather have them prescribe that.
It lowers one thing and raises another.
Exactly. It does, right?
Levi, you're the winner. You're going to Lagoon, all right?
All right. Thank you.
Yep. Hang on. Ashley, thanks for playing. You can play again, okay?
Thank you.
Actually, I took my little blue pill today, and so I'm going to sit down at the board instead of stand up. Okay. Soaring to stardom, Lainey Wilson, Heart Like a Truck here on Z104. You are hanging out with Dave and Deb, and we appreciate that more than you'll ever know. I didn't even know. We have a lot of stuff going on today. I mean, we have Red Cross Giving Day. We have World Theater Day, International Whiskey Day, Joe Day, Scribble Day. That's just to name a few. I didn't know that today is Quirky Country Music Song Titles. Which I didn't even know was a thing, but yes, they do have a little thing called Quirky Country Music Song Titles Day. Huh. Mark that on your calendars.
There are so many of them.
Yeah, we're going to find out which one is going to at least be in our top three. Okay, Deb, we'll start at number 10. I guess there was 10. Was there 10? No, there was 5.
Okay, so number 5. Loretta Lynn, who can forget this one? Loretta Lynn, now these are real songs. Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty, You're the Reason Our Kids Are Ugly. And I'm pretty sure, I think this was even a single.
Okay.
You're the Reason Our Kids Are Ugly.
All right.
Loretta Lynn, Conway Twitty.
And, I mean, at least it's a straight, you know, country music is three chords and the truth.
Yep.
Okay. Now, this one also comes from, hold on a second.
Now, here. I have a friend who's I don't want to say the biggest Tim McGraw fan ever, but she absolutely hates, she thinks this is the dumbest song he's ever recorded, hates it. It's called Do You Want Fries With That?
Tim McGraw?
By Tim McGraw. Yeah. It's about a guy who's been divorced, and he's driving around, and he's eating bologna sandwich. He can't afford anything because he's been through a divorce, and the person at the window says, do you want fries with that? And he really can't even afford the fries.
Speaking of bologna, though, that brings us to our next one, right? As you're saying, do you want fries with that?
Yeah.
Didn't you say bologna sandwiches?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, so this next one is actually called I Still Like Bologna. Now, look, you're a freaking music savant. Is that the right way to say it? Is a savant?
I don't know.
What's a savant? Whatever. I just know it's a cool word to use. But okay. A connoisseur, whatever it is. You're an expert at music. Have you heard of have you heard of these top five?
Oh yeah.
You did say that you've heard of this one too.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they considered this for a single a little bit, but then they decided it was kind of out there and they didn't do it.
But I still like bologna on white bread.
Okay, these are the kind of songs that really give country and Western music
a bad rap.
The grass, I still like my toes, and that sunset sinking low, and a good woman's love to hold me close.
Bologna. All right, here's number 2 for you right
now. This
here.
One I haven't heard of. It's Jimmy Buffett. My head hurts, my feet stink, and I don't love Jesus.
How come we're not? Can I hear it?
I can hear it a little bit, I think. I can hear something.
I can hear something. How come it's not coming through?
I don't know.
Well, that's weird.
I don't know.
What the hey is going on with our crap over here?
All right. Now, this one, my mom loved Roger Miller. Okay. Loved him. We had this album, so I heard it 1,000,000,000 times. You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd.
You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. Can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. But you can be happy if you've mine too. You can't take a shower in a parakeet cage. You can't take a shower in a parakeet cage. You can't take a shower in a parakeet cage. But you can be happy if you've mine too. All you gotta do is put your mind to it. Knuckle down, buckle down. Do it, do it, do it. Well, you can't go swimming in a baseball pool.
I love this song.
Of course.
It reminds me of my mom.
Of course.
You can't go swimming in a baseball pool. But you can be happy if you've mine too.
Many a time you and I have talked that our moms are from the same mold.
Yeah.
I mean, my mom loved Roger Miller too as well.
It's got a good message.
Yeah, but it still is. If you think about it as a country, you can't roller skate in a buffalo herd.
Now, I've got a few more. We won't play them, but I've got a few more. All the guys that turn me on, turn me down.
Yeah. That's life, right? For some.
At the gas station of love, I got the self-service pump.
I remember some of these.
Beauty's only skin deep, but ugly goes clean to the bone.
And these are true.
These are
for real life country songs.
Yeah.
Quirky country songs.
I mean, we've heard of Don't Come Home Drinking with Lovin' on Your Mind, Loretta Lynn.
Right.
Don't Squeeze My Charmin. About a guy saying, don't take my woman. Don't squeeze my Charmin.
Oh,
right. Feeling single and drinking doubles. Four on the floor and a fifth under the seat. Get off the stove, Grandpa. You're too old to ride the range.
That's the whole title? Yes. Are you kidding me? Oh, my.
He's got away with women, and he just got away with mine.
You know, you do have to admit that some of them are pretty clever.
Hog slopping time in the hollow. How can I get over you till you get out from under him?
Okay, that's the best one. That's the best one. Oh, my gosh, that's a good one. Okay, I love that one. Wait, who's that by?
Let me find it.
Oh, my, that's a good one right there. I can't get over you until you get out from under him?
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious. That is hilarious. I might do that as my ringtone or something just for the fun of it.
Oh, my gosh. Her name was... Oh, I can't find who it is. Ella May? I can't find who it is.
That's all right.
Yeah. But it's a real song.
That is hilarious. We'll be back with a few little leftovers this morning. We have one final round of Wednesday's Word coming up after the break. And here is the word. The word is down. D-O-W-N.
Everyone's favorite game, Wednesday's Word. Play now with Dave and Deb. Call now to win. 385-292-1043. 385-292-1043.
The word is...
The word is down. We're going to give you five questions. They'll all have the word down in the answer. And if you get that right, we've got an all-day passport for Lagoon. And this weekend, Lagoon is celebrating Easter in a big way.
Hippity hop on over. Actually, you can stop by and take a potty break at Deb's house.
Yeah, come on over.
And then hippity hop on over.
The Easter Bunny is back at Lagoon, ready for you to hippity hop down Bunny Boulevard, located near the entrance of Pioneer Village, Saturday and Sunday from noon to 3, gathering eggs filled with goodies along the way. The Easter Bunny will also be hopping around for photos on the park. BYOB, bring your own basket. This attraction is designed for children under 56 inches in height with their families.
And I always bring my own basket. Morning, the Z, what is your name?
Shauna? Yes.
Hi, Shauna, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. You know the word?
Down.
Yep, you're ready to roll, right?
I am.
Okay, here we go.
All right. Strong enforcement of the rules. What's your word?
Down.
What do you see from behind when you're looking at a plumber?
Oh, the crackdown?
Yes, crackdown.
That was a good, right. That was a good clue. All right. That's actually where I also park my bike.
All right. Diluted.
Watered down.
Yes. Time to punt.
Punt.
Not first, not second.
Not third.
Down. Second down, third no, down, fourth.
There you go. Say it again.
Fourth down?
Fourth down is time to punt. Horse racing.
Okay.
Horse racing in Evanston, Wyoming.
The dirty down.
What state is Evanston in?
Wyoming. The Wyoming Downs.
Yes. That's it. Discovered in a guilty undressed position.
Caught with your pants down.
Yes. All right. Good job. You've got the Lagoon All Day Passport. You can use it any day this season. Now for the delicious combo meal from Melty. What's the name of this song by Garth Brooks?
Ain't coming home till the sun goes down.
Kind of. I can't get away from you until you're out from under him.
except it's the other way around. Say it the other way around. What?
Ain't going down till the... Sun goes down.
No.
Not if sun comes down.
It rises.
Till the sun comes down.
If it rises, it goes.
Till the...
Not down, but...
Till the rain. Till the up comes down.
No. What's the opposite of down?
Not rain. Your sun is right, but what? not down, but...
Not coming up?
Yes. So, say the whole thing.
Not coming up? Say what? I said a lot of things.
You said ain't right. going down.
Ain't going down.
Ain't going down till the sun comes up.
There you go.
That's it, man.
Now, Sean, I'm going to ask you another really hard question. Do you know why we're going to play that song next?
Tomorrow's Throwback Thursday.
Yeah,
we're going to get you all excited about Throwback Thursday tomorrow. And then I'm going to ask you a question, Shauna. What beverage have you been drinking this morning?
Zip Fizz.
Oh, crap.
Oh, that explains it. That's what Dave has every morning.
You and I might want to back off on the Zip Fizzes in the morning, all right?
Oh, no way.
Yeah, no. I got you. Thanks so much.
All right, hold on. We'll get this to you, okay?
You're going to love that Melty gift card, too, as well. That is a delicious combo over there at Melty. And we've had a lot of delicious stuff going on this morning, but it continues with more great ticket giveaways. We have a chance for you to win George Strait or Kenny Chesney tickets in our King or Kenny ticket tag. Pick your ticks, and that comes up here in 11 a.m. hour. With Jim Bob. Jim Bob is back, I believe.
Yes, he is. 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. hours as well. Celebrate friendship and beyond with Pixar Fest. Disneyland Resort, build your magical phrase that pays with words in the 8, 10, 2, 4, and 6 p.m. hours tomorrow morning at 7:30. Deliver the correct phrase and you're going to win a 4-pack of tickets for the Disneyland Resort.
Just also want to remind you about the Strong VW Dave and Deb Second Chance Prom. That's coming up on May 18th. We're not too far away from that. Excuse me, just a little under a couple of months. At the Doubletree Suites in Salt Lake City. Details are found there at z104country.com. With it being hump day today, hey, I did receive, the hotline rang during the commercial break. And because we talked about wieners too much, I believe we're in trouble because they did say, you and Deb, you need to come to the office. Actually, they didn't even say Deb, but I thought I would bring you. Look, if I'm going down.
You're going down until the sun comes up.
You're going down with me.
All right. We'll see where we're at. But thanks for being here today.
Yeah, we appreciate that. We'll hopefully be back at the crack.
Tune in anyway.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. Ciao.